She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
Last year it was a shortened 60-game season, and then he got off to a really tough stretch this year. So this is part of player development.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter the Ultimate Baseball Fan Sweepstakes for your chance to win a Zoom call with a Milwaukee baseball alum. Enter at your local Century Food store by May 19th. No purchase necessary.
Great to have Sophia Minert joining the show. Sophia, we've been talking about Star Wars this morning. I know, shocker. But Gabe told us that it's actually more like space zombies.
That's what you interpreted. And like now because you guys are into it, I'm just going with it.
I'm kind of into space zombies. It sounds like Walking Dead, but in space. So more like the floating dead or the bounding, you know, like when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, he didn't really walk. It was more of like a
bound. Why'd you keep going? You could have just stopped into space zombies. We were good on that.
You know, but now I'm picturing the zombies instead of like doing the zombie walk like I do after I do a marathon. They're actually like bounding in without gravity. Anyway, Sophia, if you found out that a guy you were dating was super, super into Star Wars, what would you think?
I guess I wouldn't be like offended. I mean, I feel like there are so many people that are really into it. I am not one of those people. But I'd be like, okay, I mean, I guess I would take it as an opportunity to like watch the entire series and be like, what's all the fuss about?
It's fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, I'd be open-minded about it.
You know who's not open-minded about it, Sophia? These two.
Space
they
zombies!
Have been
we
so
have,
close.
No, you're being ridiculous. I said I would watch space zombies.
How long have you been married? How long have you dated Dario? Like, how long have you and Dario been together? And he's been into Star Wars. It's not like it's a new thing that happened.
1, 6, and 7. I can't. It's too hard to do the math.
You were into it.
Star Wars?
Yeah. No. Am I wrong on that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jen is so offended right now.
We've gone to Disney World and rode Star Wars rides, and so I will wear the t-shirt when I go to Disney World and wear the star and ride the Star Wars rides. But beyond that, I don't really get it. I don't understand it.
I mean, that's why I haven't watched it, because I don't really, and I feel like, you know, the whole thing about the, you know, the movies are out of order, we're jumping around in time, I'm like, can we just go start to finish?
Well, now you can, they're all out, you can start from one, go all the way through
but
nine.
But some were made 50 years
know,
ago,
but
and
I'm
some
saying,
are made
but
now.
I'm saying how the movies were released, right?
Like, yes. Yeah, it was 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, Gabe,
that's stupid.
If Sophia and I wanted to get together and we wanted to watch all of the Star Wars.
Girls' Night.
Space zombies. How long would it take?
Oh, it's going to take you a couple days. Because there's 9 movies. Plus, there's the ancillary movies. Like I mentioned, you've got Rogue One. You've got Star Wars Solo, a Star Wars story. So there's other ancillary movies that you can watch to kind of supplement the 9 that are in the main storyline of the Skywalker saga, if you will. Now, if you're wondering what order in which to watch them, somebody came up with something called the Machete Order. Where you go 4, 5, go back 1, 2, 3, then you can watch 6, and then watch 7, 8, 9.
I mean, so third base coach Quentin Berry, he actually did this over spring training. He watched the entire series because he was in the same position as Jen and I of like, I'm tired of hearing about it, and was like, I actually have the time now to commit to this since we were pretty limited in terms of what we could do outside of the practice facility. So he committed to it. And Jen, he even said it was hard to do just watching one per night.
Because there were so many.
So he would watch one. Sometimes he wouldn't even get through the whole thing, you know, early morning, spring training, et cetera. So he would, you know, either watch the full movie or like finish it the next day and then maybe take a day off, move on to the next one. He didn't exactly like rip through all 9 in a week. I mean, it's a pretty sizable commitment.
Well, that sounds like an endorsement. At the end of the day, Star Wars is basically good guys versus bad guys. And in baseball right now, I can't think of a better bad guy than Tony La Russa. What is Tony La Russa doing, and how is it being seen across baseball? Sophia, you're in with these guys. Is this something that people are like, yeah, Tony, defend the unwritten rules of baseball? Or are they like, nah, man, this ain't it?
I would say it's the nah, man. I think when they hired Tony La Russa, everybody knows the history with he and Jerry Reinsdorf. But I do think that was still a surprising hire because I think a lot of people expected the White Sox to go for somebody like A.J. Hinch. And they went with La Russa, and even just the personnel of the White Sox, right? Like, they have so much young talent on that team. And I think a lot of people were expecting some type of conflict because he is so old school and he just hasn't seemed to evolve with like what the modern game is like, what the modern player is like, some of the emotion that you see now in the game. It is just a different game now. And I mean, I can't fathom a manager not defending their own player.
That's crazy, right? That's crazy.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest part for me. I think you expect him to be old school. You expect him to defend the unwritten rules. Like, that is his hill to die on, right? Like, I think you expect all of that.
A death
with
that
him.
Could be coming very soon. He's very old.
Well, I didn't quite mean that literally. But you know, like, I think you expect that stuff from him. What I really cannot get my head around is a manager not defending his player. And even more than that, like, throwing his player under the bus and being like, I'm okay with the other team throwing at him.
Yeah, basically endorsing the other team, exacting revenge.
Exactly. Like, that's the part that I really can't fathom. I can't remember another instance where I've seen a manager do that publicly and like with no remorse. And I just can't imagine what that must feel like in a clubhouse, right? Like, if you're that player, if you're his teammates, the conversations that are probably happening. I mean, the effect that must have in a clubhouse, I really can't understand it.
Thank you.
Just don't know how that's sustainable.
That's exactly where I come from, Sophia. I sit there and go, the long-term effects of this decision, these are going to linger, right? Like, how can these guys trust that their manager has their best interest at heart and not, you know, the team in the other dugout?
Right. And it's just, I think more than anything, right, like, you want to feel like your manager has your back and supports you. I mean, you even see things, right, like, a manager might go out, like, if a player gets tossed, a manager might go out and argue to, like, back the player, right? Like, a manager knows, like, if they go out, they're going to get tossed for arguing. But, you know, you'll see managers do that to, like, support their player, to defend their player, be like, I got you. I mean, even things like that, you know, or when a player is struggling, right? Like, what a manager will say, you know, they're not supposed to be your cheerleader, but I think you want to feel like they're there to support you and have your back. That's truly the part of the whole Tony La Russa saga to me that I can't get my head around. I don't know what that would feel like as a player. And I just don't know how you can just quickly turn the page from that. And that's what, you know, athletes and especially baseball players, because of the nature of the schedule, you are so wired to do that of just, well, you know, shower and move on, right? Like, you shower it off, you go on to the next day. I just don't think that applies to this. I think this lingers. I don't know.
Will the unwritten rules of baseball ever come out of baseball? I mean, it just seems like we get close to kind of getting there, and then we, like, bring somebody like Tony La Russa, who's, like, the arbiter of all unwritten rules, and will hold on to those. You know, it just annoys me as a baseball fan, Sophia, because I want to like baseball, and yet baseball keeps doing things that make me not want to like baseball.
I think that's fair. I think that's, like, a totally fair opinion, because I think it does get frustrating. You just have to acknowledge, like, it is okay for the game to change, right? Like, There are the baseball purists that like never want the game to change. And we see this with some of, you know, like talking about the shift, like there are baseball purists that want the shift to go away. But in a lot of ways that's made the game better. It's made it more strategic. Some of these unwritten rules I think apply in that vein as well. Like I think, you know, you want to see players play the game, you know, quote unquote, the right way. But I think you like, baseball should embrace players showing emotion on the field. It should be fun. It's okay. You know, like some of the best players, like some of the best moments in baseball have been because players have shown emotion. So I'm okay with that. And I think Tony's like the exception, right, of not allowing the game to evolve. But I think for the most part, you are seeing people be more open-minded to it. But yeah, I just think we are getting closer to it. I hope that they can continue to make more progress with it, because I agree, like in terms of marketing the sport, in terms of marketing, you know, the faces of the game, it is going to take time, but like people just have to be more open-minded and just embrace like that this is a different game.
Sophia Minert joining the show as she does each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, Sophia, so we were asking at the beginning of the show, who's the most annoying person in all of sports right now? And there were a lot of people who said Tony La Russa. Some people saying Aaron Rodgers, some people saying Stephen A. Smith, some people even saying Goody. Adam Schefter got a vote or two. But I did see one person that said Andy Haynes. And that, of course, is because, right? Yeah? Because the Brewers' bats have been struggling so much. Is he on the hot seat?
I don't think so. When we talked to David Stearns on Sunday, you know, he said that he's really not interested in this point at like assigning blame, assigning responsibility. I do think it's collective, right? And some of it has been circumstantial as well, just with the volume of injuries that they've had. And they're finally getting to a point now where you feel like they're through that stretch. So they have pretty much full strength right now, especially getting Christian back. He did go 0-for-4 last night, but you know, it's his first game back in essentially a month. And look, I just think this is kind of the part of the industry that I hate is, you know, everyone starts attacking the coaching staff, which I feel is unfair because they are the hardest working group. I mean, they're the first ones there. They're the last to leave. They wear it more than any player, more than any fan. They really are, you know, in it with these players in terms of how invested they are in working with them, game planning, extra work, staying after games, watching video, right? Like they are looking for answers as much as anybody. You've heard players defend them. Lokane has spoken up about them. Avi Garcia has spoken up about them. Christian Yelich, again yesterday, spoke up for them. Christian has known Andy Haynes the longest, you know, going back to when he was a teenager with the Miami Marlins. So are the results frustrating? Absolutely. David Stearns has said as much. Craig Counsell has said as much. Lorenzo Cain, after the game last night, is like, I'm basically at a loss for words because I don't know how to explain what's happening right now. Look, everybody's frustrated and everybody also knows, and you've heard that to a man, is it's just not good enough. You know, like a game like last night, when you have three hits, you get shut out, you don't have a runner in scoring position, not good enough. You're not going to win games that way. We've heard that from everyone. So I think to just point the finger at the hitting coaches is unfair, right? Because ultimately it's the players that have to go out and perform. And everyone has said it's not for a lack of effort. It's just not happening right now. Part of it's been the injuries, but now is really the time that you can start to evaluate of like, now that they have their full complement of players, they've got the lineup that you thought that they would have. I think, you know, now is their opportunity to really put it all together.
All right. So we will start paying attention to that and see if they can turn things around. I think the good news that we learned here today, Sophia, is you are open to dating somebody who's into space zombies. And I think that the men of Milwaukee and greater Wisconsin.
Nobody knows what space.
And also,
is.
I really disagree with that. Now, Sophia, I'm going to let you defend yourself, but it did not sound like a ringing endorsement.
Well, she said she was open to it, right? She's open-minded.
It's not a welcoming.
She's open-minded. I think that is a good thing.
Can I reframe this? Like, I am open-minded, and by that I mean it's not a deal breaker.
Ah, that is not the same thing.
It's not a deal breaker. I mean, is it at the top of my list on like a wish list? Like, absolutely not. But I mean, there are worse things.
Must love Star Wars. Yes. Number one with a bullet. Sophia, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you out at the ballpark.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.